Municipalities in our region are considering budgets for the upcoming fiscal year. Thursday night, the Troy City Council approved Democratic Mayor Patrick Madden's 2019 budget along party lines. The 4-3 vote cleared the $73.5 million spending plan, which Mayor Madden called responsible.
Well, it is balanced. It was reviewed by the New York State Comptroller. It's based the way we do it. It's based on facts and trends that are verifiable. It is under the tax cap.
Under the budget, property taxes go up 1.4%. A sticking point among the Republican minority was the inclusion of a $164 per unit trash fee. Republican City Council President Carmela Mantello has called the fee double taxation.
It's a permanent tax, a service that the people of Troy were receiving prior.
The final budget also includes funding for the city's two shuttered swimming pools. Mantello calls bonding to reconstruct the city's Lansingburg pool a huge win by the minority. Madden says the city was told the current pool in Knickerbocker Park is beyond repair and would need to be replaced.
We're trying to work with the trustees of the park to locate that pool in a better section of the park so that it is more open, more family-friendly, and in closer proximity to other features within the park.
The mayor said the process to make repairs on the South Troy pool could begin soon. Mantello also cheered the inclusion of bonding for police body cameras.
Myself, Councilmember McGrath, we've been pushing that for the last couple of years. It's a win-win for the public, the community, and police officers. A policy will be put in place, and on top of it, we're very confident we'll receive a grant from the AG's office, New York State AG, for those monies.
In Saratoga Springs, the City Council unanimously passed a $47.1 million amended operating budget Wednesday night. The budget calls for an average tax increase of about 0.38%. The largest financial hurdle facing the city was the August lightning strike that sparked a fire on the third floor of City Hall, causing smoke and water damage and requiring extensive renovation work. That's reflected in the $10 million capital budget, says Finance Commissioner Michelle Madigan.
11.2 is actually the total capital budget, but some of those costs have already either been bonded or will use city reserves and insurance proceeds to handle that total 11.2 million. 10 million is attributable directly to City Hall renovations.
Madigan said despite the lightning strike requiring employees to vacate the building, the incident allowed the city to take a closer look at how it will use the space.
All the way from the third floor down to the basement floor. And we think we've made some good concessions to bring our court area up to what the Office of Court Administration is looking to see throughout communities in the area.
A state mandate is requiring the city to provide a second courtroom. There's also the chance to take a look at the building's heating and cooling system.
We're going to do more energy, heating, and cooling compliant for the building, which we think will give us National Grid rebates. We've been in touch with National Grid and save taxpayers on the back end in terms of lower utility costs.
Madigan said savings were found in employee health care costs, and despite the challenges, the 2019 budget meets the priorities of each city department.
So from even the hiring of a few new people to ensuring equipment, police vehicles, some DPW heavy equipment, a new fire truck that was 20 years old, and a new ambulance for the Department of Public Safety. We're even embarking on a large assessment review of some of the new construction that's taken place in the city over the last few years. And we were able to put some funds aside to ensure that we get those assessments on the books, which in the end leads to additional revenue for the city.
Also this week, the city of Gloversville approved an $18.91 million 2019 budget, touted by officials as carrying the lowest tax rate the Fulton County City has seen since the 1990s. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.